What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Tomatoito Boxing Show. And let's take a quick look at the fight that's taking place tomorrow night against the fight that's taking place tomorrow night out in Australia between George Kambosos and Vasily Lomachenko. Very interesting fight that's happening between these two guys. A lightweight division fight from George Kambosos, who became a unified champion at 135 pounds when he defeated Teofimo Lopez. Put his titles on the line for the undisputed title, where Devin Haney stepped into the ring and flew out to Kambosos out in Australia, putting his WBC title on the line, all belts on the line, and Devin Haney beat George Kambosos. By the second time that they faced off each other or faced off against one another, all titles were on the line in this highly touted rematch, and Devin Haney looked even better, picking George Kambosos apart, making easier work of him in that rematch. George Kambosos made it to the top and lost the crown. Has been a prior IBF champion. George Kambosos is the current IBO champion, a division that you guys have heard me mention here multiple times in past episodes, where the IBO is the lesser known of the organizations, but a title nonetheless that many of the big names have held throughout the years. George Kambosos took that title from Maxie Hughes last July. A fight where many felt that Maxie Hughes got robbed, where Maxie Hughes should have been awarded the victory that night. Nonetheless, Kambosos was awarded the majority decision win and lifted the title from Maxie Hughes, the IBO championship. If you recall Maxie Hughes, or if you're forgetting Maxie Hughes, remember Maxie Hughes was in action not that long ago. He was actually, 2 months ago, where we saw him as one of the tougher tests for none other than Camarón Cepeda, William Cepeda, who is the man that everybody deems the boogeyman right now at 135 pounds. Camarón Cepeda is just tearing through competition, who stablemates with Subriel Matias, who campaigns at 140. Maxie Hughes was supposed to be his toughest opposition, and William Cepeda just did away with Maxie Hughes in four rounds to remain undefeated and in many ways become the mandatory. He's at the highest, at the top of the rankings in the lightweight division in multiple organizations, and should be in line to face the winner of either George Kambosos and Lomachenko or Shakur Stevenson, which the fight keeps getting talked about but doesn't get signed. Shakur Stevenson, who claimed to have retired, he's apparently going to be returning, headlining an event out in New Jersey this summer. So Maxie Hughes is coming off that stoppage loss to William Cepeda. And just prior to that, he lost his title in a controversial decision to George Kambosos. George Kambosos is on the up and up because, yes, he beat Teofimo Lopez, took the titles from him, lost them to Devin Haney, got a big payday and a big rematch, an even bigger showing against Devin Haney, lost in that effort, gets back to his winning ways by lifting a smaller version title and the IBO title against Maxie Hughes, and now will be fighting Vasily Lomachenko, who many claimed was the absolute best lightweight and who has been pretty much the best in any division that Vasily Lomachenko has campaigned at. This fight is going to be for the vacant IBF lightweight title. Why is it vacant? Well, Devin Haney vacated all those belts when he moved up to 140. Became the champ of the WBC after dethroning Regis and said that he was no longer going to make weight. Unless he absolutely had to, he wasn't going to make the 135 limit anymore. Those titles were all deemed vacant. Shakur Stevenson was the first to lift one of those titles with the WBC, becoming champion there with his victory over Edwin De Los Santos, his last outing. The IBF is in line to be in play here between Lomachenko and Cambosos. Cambosos has been an IBF champion in the past. But Lomachenko, the curious case of Lomachenko and the IBF is that if you remember when Lomachenko faced Teofimo Lopez, Lomachenko had all the belts, which is where the WBC controversy started, because at that point he had the diamond status WBC or franchise status, whatever it was. Nonetheless, he was walking around with a WBC title, WBA, WBO, and the ring. Teofimo defeated Richard Comey to lift the IBF title from Comey. Teofimo had the last remaining piece for Lomachenko to be crowned undisputed at 135. When they fought, the decision went Teofimo's way. Teofimo walked away with all the titles. The controversy began that the WBC franchise or diamond status, whatever platinum to whatever the hell version title that was non-transferable. Therefore, Teofimo was not the undisputed champion. Josh Taylor, if you remember, came out at that time. He was the undisputed at 140 and started throwing shade at Teofimo, announcing him as the disputed undisputed champion. Nonetheless, Teofimo had the titles, walked away with a WBC title, which I guess was supposed to be on Lomachenko's mantle, was never supposed to be on the line when they fought. Devin Haney ended up getting elevated to full version champion of the WBC. The fight between him and Teofimo never happened. Cambosos beats Teofimo. Devin Haney enters a picture with his WBC title, and that's where the undisputed ship came for Devin Haney when he brought his WBC and took all the titles from Cambosos in their first outing. That's the wraparound. Meaning, Lomachenko was just a few rounds away from having been crowned undisputed. All he needed to do was get his hands around this IBF title, and he would have been the undisputed champion. Instead, he lost everything by way of decision against Teofimo Lopez. This is the same title that he was so close in completing his task of becoming undisputed. And it got away. Everything got away from him. Since then, he's been doing his part. He's continued his winning ways. And was so close in getting his hands around all the titles when he faced off against Devin Haney, who was the undisputed champion. Is that not crazy? This is a title that continues to get away from him. Devin Haney is awarded the victory over Lomachenko. That was the very next fight after the two successive fights that Haney and Cambosos had. Back-to-back fights. The very next outing for Haney was none other than Vasily Lomachenko. All titles on the line. And Haney gets the unanimous decision victory over Vasily Lomachenko. And again, he's unable to become undisputed. That's the very last time that we saw Lomachenko active. That was May of last year. And here we are in May of this year. 1 year layoff. And here he is trying to get his hands around the one title that could have secured everything for him 4 years ago. in his bout against Teofimo. Instead, he lost everything. Has had chances to get everything back and has fallen short. He is the older fighter, but he is a veteran fighter known as the Matrix. Is the favorite going into this fight against George Kambosos, even though Kambosos is in his hometown, surrounded by his home crowd. Comfortable with the time zone, comfortable with the arena, comfortable with the climate, comfortable with everything is in favor for George Kambosos to be crowned an IBF champion. And this would by far be one of the biggest victories, aside from the Teofimo Lopez victory. This would by far be the biggest victory of his career by dethroning the man known as the Matrix. Vasily Lomachenko getting this title would get him into fights against Shakur Stevenson. And that's all he wants to do. He's in the later stages of his career. Vasily Lomachenko has been very vocal about it, that he wants this title. Both titles on the line. Kambosos is putting his IBO title, and the IBF is vacant. Vasily could walk away with two titles of the four major sanctioning bodies, one of them, right, the IBF, and then he would be pursuing that fight with Shakur Stevenson. Shakur has announced that after his next fight later this summer, which will take place somewhere in Jersey, he will more than likely opt out of his contract with or choose not to re-sign with Top Rank and pursue other options. If that's the case, that's going to make things difficult for Vasily Lomachenko. But if he stays on a fight-to-fight basis, Shakur, then easy fight for him to make and a big payday for both him and Lomachenko in a big unification bout of the WBC and the IBF. And now things would get moving again for this lightweight division. Rounding out the undercard for this big event tomorrow night is Andrew Maloney, whose brother took a loss to open this week on the undercard of Naoya Inoue and Luis Neri. He lost to Yoshiki Take, a former K-1 fighter, lost his title. And with that victory, Take not just became the newest bantamweight champion, but ended up securing or basically completing the circle of all four major sanctioning champions, major sanctioning body champions at 118 pounds being Japanese, all countrymen. Yoshiki Take completed that circle on Monday. Andrew Maloney will be fighting for the WBC interim title against Pedro Guevara, a Mexican fighter with a lot of experience, contender slash journeyman, a 41-4 record. Andrew Maloney stepping in with 26-3, and this is going to be at 115 pounds. He campaigns one division lower than Jason Maloney. And from there, the other fight that is somewhat notable is going to be the fight, the bantamweight fight between Nina Hughes and Shernika Johnson. And they're going to be fighting for the WBA bantamweight title. Very interesting matchup of how the landscape could get shaken up at 118 pounds. Because of what took place with Jason Maloney losing that fight. All Japanese fighters at 118. Very interesting landscape at 115. With Andrew Maloney, should he be successful tomorrow night at 115? Well, guess what? In June, Bam is returning from 112 to fight for his old title against none other than current WBC champion in that very same division at 115, in Gallo Estrada. The winner would end up facing this interim champion, whomever it may be, Pedro Guevara or Andrew Maloney. This will be the interim title. That's what's at stake for them. Not just the interim version, but a shot at the full version, whether it be Bam or Gallo Estrada, whoever comes out victorious in that fight in June. A hell of a fight. For the lightweight division, the title that continues to get away from Lomachenko, the IBF title, which could have already given him the undisputed reign at 135. Instead, that's all he needed, and everything got away from him. His second shot was against Devin Haney. Again, came up short by way of scorecards. Now he has a chance at getting another major title in that same division against George Kambosos, a former champion, former unified champion of this very same division, and current IBO champion. With Haney's exit, Gervonta Davis got elevated as the WBA full champion. And he's going to be fighting Frank Martin June 15th. Frank Martin was supposed to be fighting Shakur Stevenson. Money disputes ended up breaking that fight apart. Enter Edwin De Los Santos, the vacant WBC title, and Shakur Stevenson coming out victorious to close out last year. I think it was at the end of October, if I recall. There's no WBO champion at the moment and no IBF champion. Tomorrow night, we will have an IBF champion. Whether it's George Kambosos or Vasily Lomachenko. And next week, exactly 1 week apart from tomorrow night, will be Vaquero Navarrete moving up from 130 to challenge for the WBO title against Denis Berinchik out in San Diego. And we will have a WBO champion. And then each division will be represented. At the moment, Shakur and Tank are the only two champions, WBC, WBA. Tomorrow night, we'll have a third of the major sanctioning bodies. And next week, we will have either Berinchik or Navarrete. If Berinchik is successful, Navarrete will more than likely return to 130 and defend his current WBO strap there at 130. With plenty of competition, whether it's Cordina or Oshaki Foster or Oscar Valdez once again. If Navarrete wins next week, then more than likely he will be in a fight with Shakur Stevenson, because those two fighters have been going back and forth. Or you have Lomachenko as well, who would also be an easy fight if Shakur chooses to exit his contract with Top Rank. Then Top Rank could make Navarrete and Lomachenko WBO and IBF unification. The Tank sweepstakes are always the hardest to get, unless Frank Martin defeats Tank. Then he will probably be a little bit more of an active fighter and more of an active champion. Because Gervonta, remember, keeps going from 130 to 135 to 140 and then catch weights and mega events. He's in a different stage altogether. But just imagine tomorrow night, if Kambosos wins, not only will it be a big victory for him, but the landscape will be between him and the winner of Berinchik and Navarrete, between him and Shakur, between him and Tank. He's got the name, he's got the following, and he's got the resume, especially with a victory over Lomachenko. If Lomachenko wins, Shakur has been calling for that fight, and that would be a huge fight for them to make. Shakur's calling for Camarón Cepeda. Shakur's calling for Navarrete. Shakur retired. Shakur wants out of the contract. Wants to explore other options. He's all over the place. And then Tank's got his hands full on Frank Martin, so he's not even thinking about anybody else at the moment. But just imagine if Lomachenko's successful tomorrow, if we get to witness the Lomachenko-Tank Davis fight that people have been asking for years, since the 130-pound division, when both campaigned there. That'll be interesting as hell. That'll be huge. If Navarrete's successful next week, how about a Shakur-Navarrete fight? And if Lomachenko's successful tomorrow night, Tank and Lomachenko in the next outing. Of course, Tank having to get past Frank Martin first. Crazy how the landscape is working out. But very, very interesting. And both fighters successfully made weight earlier today. I cannot wait for this fight. I look forward to hearing from you guys. Take care of yourselves. Have a great night. And I will catch all of you on the recap episode of this big event taking place tomorrow night. And of course, keep an eye on the undercard. Andrew Maloney, Pedro Guevara, interim stakes for WBC, which will be in line for the winner later this summer between Gallo Estrada and Bam Rodriguez. Very, very interesting how the landscape's playing out. Titles are all in full motion. Titles are moving. Titles are changing hands. Titles are finally on the line. People are no longer sitting on the sidelines, just trying to play the high reward, low risk card. Everybody's just willing to risk it all and fight the best. And we're in a good spot for boxing. This year has absolutely derailed 2023 already, which I kept saying was one of the best years for boxing in my recent memory. 2024 is already surpassing that, and we have many more big fights left. So excited for tomorrow night. We'll take one fight at a time as they come, and that's all we could do. Just continue to keep our eye and see how the landscape continues to play out. So I'll catch you guys all in the recap episode of tomorrow's big event, Lomachenko, Cambosos, and hopefully you guys will enjoy the fight. And don't forget, leave me a comment and continue to spread the word. Thanks to you, the show continues to grow. So I'll check you guys all out later on. Talk to you all soon. Take care.